Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位早安。
Good to be here once again.
很高兴，再到你们中间来。
It seems that every time we come here, we either return from China or going to China.
好像我们每一次来，不是刚刚从中国回来，就是马上要去中国。
Well, with this time, we just came back from Burma and Japan.
这次我们刚刚从日本和缅甸回来。
So we spent almost the entire October in serving in 2 weeks in Japan, my childhood home, and then 2 weeks teaching seminary in Mandalay, Burma or Myanmar.
我们差不多走了一个月，两个星期在日本，包括去看我童年的故乡所住的地方，然后我们又有。两个星期的时间在缅甸教一个神学院。
So it's good to see all the brothers and sisters here for the Thanksgiving holidays.
很高兴在感恩节快要来的时候，我们能够在这里跟你们一起相聚。
May God richly bless you as you meet for family occasions and happiness together in the Lord.
但愿你们在节期间跟家人同聚的时候，神与你们同在。
You know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's very important sales for the business world.
你们知道，在感恩节和圣诞节之间的这段时期，对那些商店是非常重要的。
You know all about it. It's a post-Thanksgiving sale.
你们都听说过这感恩节之后的这个大的这个大连假。
A lot of people line up at the eve of the sale and stay there all night in order to get the first 100 people going there for the best sale of the day.
有很多人在感恩节的晚上就去排队，想要在第二天早上，希望是前一百个人冲进那个商店里头，可以得到特别的好的一些商品，廉价商品。
So it seems that the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are basically for economic or buying freeze.
现在感恩节到圣诞节这段期间，好像已经变成购物的一个期间。
In fact, it's a business indicator of whether your business will fail or success in the following year.
他们用这段时间的销售总额来测量今年我们的这个生意是成功还是失败。
And in fact, recently we went to Costco. They're already celebrating the Christmas trees and all everything's out there already.
最近我们去 Costco 的时候，看见他们已经开始摆上各种圣诞节的装饰。
So they are ahead of the game.
他们甚至在感恩节以前就已经开始起跑了。
Because they know that unless they make it, otherwise they will have a bad.Year next year.
因为他们知道，这一段时期的销售是不成功变成人。
But this morning, I'd like to talk to you about Thanksgiving from a Bible's perspective.
那今天我们要用从圣经的角度来看感恩节的意义。
And give us a thought of what the Bible's talk about giving thanks, all about the of having a habit of being thankful.
我们要来思想一下圣经怎么教导我们养成一个感恩的习惯。
So we read the passage this morning, which is First Thessalonians 5:16-18, the key verses, three verses.
我们今天早上读的经文，特别是《天上农历家前书》五章16-18节，是我们的主题经文。
And that gave us the formula, basically, for being a joyful Christian.Prayerful Christian and thankful Christian.
他给我们一个三个要素，就是感恩的意义。
And he has three formulas of rejoice, prayer, and thanksgiving.
他这里有三个，就是喜乐、祷告、感恩。
And for us, that is having a good habit.
这对我们来说是一个很好的习惯。
And then when we areHaving a good habit, that means we want to continue that good habit of giving thanks.
当我们养成一个好习惯以后，我们就希望继续的保持下去，就是常常的感恩。
Sometimes we have bad habits, the ones not so good.
有的时候我们会有一些坏习惯。
And we want to correct that habit because of the not being polite.
我们就会想要纠正这个习惯。譬如说，你不礼貌、粗鲁的话，你要想改变。
So, giving thanks is a good habit, as a Christian.
感恩对基督徒来说是一个好的习惯。
So this morning, I'd like to consider with you a biblical perspective on the habit of thanksgivingness.
今天早上我是从圣经的角度来看，怎么样养成一个感恩的习惯。
And Paul in verses 12 to from 12 to the 24 verses, gave the Thessalonian Christians how to work with the leaders in the church.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书三章从十二节到十五节那里，主要是在讲他们应该怎么样对待他们中间的领袖。
And then he come up with a kind of formula to do well with one another.
然后也谈到他们彼此之间应该怎么样相待。
And then how that lead to express ourselves in being thankful to God.
最后呢，从十六节以后，他就讲到我们应该怎么样对神有这样子感恩的态度。
And these three things are kind of an admonition in style.
他提到的我们对神的这种态度呢，有三种，就是这好像一个我们向神所献上的一个馨香的祭。
And then not only admonition, but Paul speaks from a kind of a command form that we are to be rejoicing always, prayer always, and always give thanks in everything.
所以讲到对神的态度有三点，那么这是保罗的三种勉励，甚至也是一种命令，就是第一个是我们要常常的喜乐，第二个是不住的祷告，第三个就是凡事谢恩。
So first point I want to consider with you this morning is to speak on the joy unspeakable and full of glory.
第一点我要提到的就是那种说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And you know that the joy talk Paul talking about is a joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以这里保罗讲到的这种喜乐是出于圣灵的喜乐。
And that joy can be only gotten when you are a Christian. You are the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
只有基督徒可以了解这种喜乐。
And then we have a passage in 1 Peter 1:8 that talk aboutThat the joy unspeakable.
彼得前书第一章八节那里讲到这种说不出来的大喜乐。
And that the unspeakable joy is that you cannot see, you cannot taste, but only experience internally that expresses outwardly.
这种喜乐是你看不见的，但是你可以感觉得到。那么它是从里面来的，然后从里面发出来的。
And then maybe my wife can read the Chinese version of that 1 Peter 1:8.
所以我来读彼得前书一章八节，那里说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
So even though we cannot see him, we cannot even taste him and see him now, you believe in him.And be filled with an inexpressible, glorious joy. And that is what Paul talking about, the joy unspeakable.
保罗讲的这种喜乐是说不出来的。
And Paul says, always rejoice that.
但是保罗说你们要常常喜乐。
But how do you do that when you cannot see, cannot feel?
但是你看不见的话，你怎么能够尝到这种大喜乐？
That's why when we need to pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
And when you pray, you experience the joy with God.
当你祷告的时候，你就可以体验到神所赐的那种说不出的大喜乐。
And having prayed, you give thanks to God for the joy and the prayer that God able to hear your prayers.
所以当你祷告的时候呢，你就有喜乐，你知道神会听你的祷告。
Yet humanly speaking, that sometimes is hard to describe.
所以从人来说，我们有时候很难来描述。
And that's why Paul says in Philippians 4:4,Rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice.
所以保罗在腓立比书四章四节那里说，你们要常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
And he speaks the joy of the Holy Spirit is that these people, Philippians, knew God, knew the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是对那些认识基督的人说的，譬如说像帖撒罗尼迦人。
And of course, sometimes they are distressed, and sometimes the disappointment in life. but the Christians are still able to find joy.
虽然我们基督徒会在生活里头碰到一些失望的事情，碰到一些患难困苦，但是我们还是可以经历喜乐。
Because we are guaranteed by Romans 8:28 that all things work for good to those who love God, to those who are called the children of God.
所以因为罗马书八章二十八节那里应许我们说，凡是对你们这些爱神的人、蒙神所召的人，那么万事是互相效力的，叫你们得益处。
And then he goes on further in Romans 8:35-38. We can turn to that together as an assurance from God.
另外呢，就是在罗马书八章三十五节到三十八节如果你们打开的话，圣经我们可以读。
It's a wonderful assurance of having peace with God. What that means.
那里特别的是向我们保证什么叫做说不出来的这种平安。
Maybe we can read in Chinese 35 through 38.
我来读罗马书八章三十五到三十八节。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
That is what joy brings.
这里就是我们可以看到在什么样的情况下我们可以经历喜乐。
Because that is what God says. He's on the throne. He takes care of everything and he will make all things possible for us.
所以那里讲说神是坐在施恩的宝座上，在神没有难成的事。
And then point two here is that after he says rejoice, he says to pray constantly.
第二点，这保罗说过你们要常常喜乐以后，他马上接着说你们要不住的祷告。
So Paul is emphasizing again that the joy is with us constantly, 24/7.
所以保罗说这个喜乐是这种平安是不断的。不断一天二十四小时与我们同在的。
And then he come with another kind of a command, basically say prayer without ceasing or prayer constantly.
然后他又接着就说你们要不住的祷告。
And then he says it's a habit for us to have.
他说这个祷告应该是一种习惯。
So prayer is a form of fellowship with God.
祷告是我们与神交通的一种方式。
You can pray anytime, 24/7.
你一天二十四小时，随时都可以祷告。
It doesn't mean that you have kneel down and prayer and so on.
不一定是说你一定要祷，一定要跪下来祷告。
Even when you're driving, you can pray.
你一边开车可以一边祷告。
With your eyes open, of course.
你可以开着眼睛祷告。
But you can pray, you can think about God and pray for what's coming come while you're driving.
你一边开车一边可以向神祷告。
Even though you're tired, you pray.
你疲倦的时候可以祷告。
You eat, you pray.
吃饭的时候祷告。
When you get up, you can pray.
早晨起来的时候祷告。
That's what Paul means by a Christian life, active Christian life, is prayer all the time.
所以保罗就是说，一个基督徒应该不断的、积极的、每一天向神祷告。
It's just almost like you're breathing. You need that every moment.
祷告就好像我们呼吸一样，你每一时刻都需要。
And that is a kind of habit that we are to have in all circumstances.
这是我们在各样环境底下我们都应该有的一个习惯。
And the Apostle Paul tells us this by his own example.
所以保罗他自己有很好的一个例子。
Because he tells the Ephesians Christians that ever he heard about their faith in the Lord, he did not stop to thank them for their faith in the Lord. In Ephesians 1:16.
在以弗所书一章十六节那里告诉我们，保罗每次想起他们，就不断地为他们祷告。
And because of their faith in the Lord.
就是为了他们的对神的信心，他献上感谢和祷告。
And that is when we do need to pray for each other as a body of Christ.
所以我们作为肢体，基督的肢体，我们也是应该常常彼此的代祷。
I remember this congregation when we're in China or in Japan.
所以当我们这不管我们去中国去日本我们都会纪念、你们的会众你们的教会
I pray for the growth for the、pastor for the elders for the、brothers and sisters here to grow and multiply in the Lord
所以我为你们祷告求主、为你们的领袖为你们牧师还有会众们祷告求神让你们这个教会能够在它里面不断的增长
So a prayer a good prayer consists of thanksgiving and rejoice in the Lord
所以祷告一个、正确的祷告是包括感恩的还有包括喜乐
You know, when a person prays without giving thanks it's basically like a clipping the wings they cannot fly
所以如果你祷告的时候你没有感恩的心的话就好像你把那个翅膀剪掉了你没有办法飞你的祷告没有办法达到神面前
And that's why there's a threefold formula for admonition that thePaul lists three things.
所以保罗就在这里提出了这三点、事情就是讲到、三个他对我们的勉励有三方面的。
Then、point three, I want to point out the 5:18, in all circumstances, give thanks.
所以第三点就是第三个勉励就是要凡事谢恩。
You know, in this verse,、in everything includes the things not so good to us.
所以这里的凡事包括一些临到我们的不太好的事情
Sometimes painful, sometimes affliction, sometimes lead to suffering.
对，有的时候是一些很痛苦的事情，有些时候是一些逼迫，是你必须受忍受的一些苦难。
Because in the midst of our Christian life, there are tribulation, anguish, persecution, famine, and so on.
所以，因为在我们基督徒的生活里头，就有会有患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿等等。
But you know, as Christians, we can conquer those things.
但是你知道，作为基督徒，我们可以胜过这些。
That's why the Bible says we are more than conquerors of all these sufferings and tribulations.
所以圣经来讲说，面对这些患难逼迫的时候，我们不但能够胜过，而且得胜有余。
And then, as much as all these things, we can come out victoriously because of His faithfulness.
所以在这一切之后。我们可以得胜的经过、我们可以得胜的夸我们可以夸胜因为我们所信的神是信实的
Because we were just guaranteed by Romans 8:35-37 that nothing can keep us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus
因为罗马书八章三十五节那里说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
Not even death, he says Because when we die in the Lord, we receive glory that is to come.
因为当我们即使死的时候，我们就可以得荣耀，我们可以去见神的面。
And that is what's meant by giving thanks.
所以那就是保罗所说的不断的感恩。
There's a story written by Helen Keller, the woman born blind in Massachusetts 100 some years ago.
所以有一个故事讲到、在一百多年前、麻州有一位女士她是生下来就、眼睛是瞎的她叫海伦凯勒
Well, she says,、she wrote in this story called If I Could See for 3 Days
她写了一篇文章叫做如果我有三天的时光我可以看见的话
So listen to her story testimony
让我们来听听看她说什么
So she says the first day she wanted to visit and see those、who took care of her and for so long.
她说第一天她想去拜访去看那些、这么多年来一直照顾她的那些人。
She wanted to see little babies and the books others read to her.
她也想看看、小婴孩的样子还想看看那些平常别人一直读给她的那些书是什么样子
She also wanted to see the eyes of the dog which led her so many years.
她也想去看看，她也想看看那个多年来，带她去各个地方的那只，导盲犬，她的眼睛是什么样子
Of course, she wanted to see, the road that, she walks every day.
她当然也想看她每天来来回回走的那个路是什么样子
The second day,
第二天早上，第二天
she wanted to see and、to rise early to see the sunset, sunrise.
第二天，她早上要起个大早来看日出。
And also see the art museum around the country.
还要看一些艺术的艺术品的博物馆。
In the evening, she would like to go to the theater and watch a ballet.
她说晚上的话，她想去剧院看一场芭蕾舞的表演。
The third day, she would like to see the sunrise and sunset.
第三天，她要看日出跟日落。
And then later on, she would like to see the people in the park, in the streets, roaming around.
所以，然后呢，她想去街上，去公园里头看看过往的行人。
She would like to see the factory, watch people work, and then see how people, the poverty-stricken areas of New York and Boston.
她想去去一个工厂去看看那些工人平常怎么做工，然后她想去纽约的那贫民窟看看那些穷人他们怎么生活。
Finally, at night, she would like to end the day by watching the play in the theater in order to appreciate the drama of life.
所以到了晚上，她想去剧场看一出戏，来欣赏所谓的人生如戏是什么意思。
So notice that what Helen Keller dreamed is something that the ordinary mundane things to us.
所以海伦凯勒她所梦想的这些事对我们来说都是很稀松平常甚至习以为常的一些事情。
But do we give thanks to God for all those things? We take it for granted?
但是这些事情我们常常就是说觉得理所当然的，我们忘了为这些事来感谢神。
We are to thank God for everything that is pleasant.
我们应该为每一件美好的事情感谢神。
And we know that in the book of James 1:7 says every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights.
我们知道雅各书一章七节那里说各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来，从众光之父那里降下来的。
My wife says she remembered this verse, memorized it when she was about 6 or 7 years old.
所以我的太太告诉我说，她六七岁时候就会背这节经文。
She didn't know what that lights was all about.
她那个时候不懂得什么叫做众光是什么意思。
She thought that God will give you light if you are good.
他以为说谁乖，神就会给你一个光。
And then you raise your light and say, aha, here I am.
所以你就可以说啊，我从神这里得了一个光。
But actually, when she grew up, she found out that the God is a source of light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world by which we bear witness to him.
一直到他长大以后，他才发现原来这里的光就是神就是光。所以凡是信他的就不在黑暗里头，乃是在行走在光明中。
So to have what we like is, for the most part, kind of an impossible dream of human life.
所以我们想要得着我们所有的东西，这个对人来说几乎是不可能的。
And what we have, we give thanks to God.
但是我们可以喜欢我们所拥有的，我们为我们所拥有的感谢神。
Because that's a high privilege.
因为这是一个很大的特权。
So don't take life for granted.
所以不要，我们不要把神给我们这些东西认为是理所当然的。
And that's why Paul admonishes us to give thanks all the time in every circumstances.
所以保罗勉励我们说，我们要不断的感恩，要在各种情形下感恩。
The second main point is this: for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以这段的经文的最后一部分讲到的就是我们应当如此行，因为这是神在基督耶稣里头为我们所定的旨意。
You know, the will of God is basically salvation of Christ.
我们知道这里说神的旨意基本上就是指救恩。
And that in Christ Jesus, God revealed his will to us.
神透过耶稣基督将他的旨意向我们显明。
And that his will is that we are to be rejoicing and pray and give thanks.
神对我们所存的旨意就是我们要喜乐，要祷告，要感恩。
So what Paul wrote in these three kind of a formula for life is basically God's will for us.
所以保罗刚才提到的这三点勉励其实就是神对我们所定的旨意。
And this is a Christian life at its best.
这是我们所谓的基督徒的生活，是一个美好的生活。
I read a story about a biblical scholar called Matthew Henry, a biblical scholar in the 18th century.
我读到一个故事，说到18世纪的时候的一位圣经学者叫做亨利·马太。
And one time, the thief stole a lot of things from his home.
有一次，有一个小偷就潜入他的家，偷了很多他的东西。
But this biblical scholar wrote down his diary for that day by saying three, four things.
所以这位圣经学者在当天被偷了以后，他在他的日记上写下了以下的几点。
He says, first, I want to thank God today because this is the first time I was robbed.
他说，首先我要感谢神的就是，这是我生平第一次被偷。
And secondly, even though he took all my possessions and money, but he spared my life and my books.
所以他说第二点就是，虽然他拿走了很多我的现金、我的钱，但是他保留了我的性命，还有我那些宝贝的书。
All his books are about commentaries and Bible that the thief did not want.
我们知道他的书都是一些解经的书啊，一些圣经的书，显然小偷没有兴趣。
And then thirdly, he says, even he took all my earthly possessions, but there weren't much to start with.
他说虽然第三点是，虽然他拿走了很多我世上的这些财宝，但是老实说，那些实在值不了多少钱。
And lastly, he says it was fortunate that I got robbed instead of somebody else.
他说第四点就是，我感谢神，是我被人家偷，而不是我去偷别人的东西。
So Matthew Henry gave thanks to God in all circumstances.
我们看亨利马太，他在各种的情况下，他就凡事谢恩。
So this man really understood what the Bible passage meant this morning.
所以显然他明白我们今天早上读的这段经文的意义。
So we could be thankful God to those things are painful, not so good, pleasant.
所以我们也可以为一些不愉快的事情，我们生活上的一些倒霉的事情感谢神。
And those things seem to be that the hardship for us and sometimes seem unreasonable.
所以有些时候发生在我们的身上的事情似乎非常的艰难，非常的不合理。
And this is what the passage means.
这就是这段经文的意思。
The apostle does not say, for everything give thanks.
保罗并不是说你们要为发生的每一件事情，为这个事情本身感谢神。
Well, that may be possible.
当然也可能。
But he says, in everything give thanks.
在英文里头这个意思就是说，你在每一件事情当中，你都要感谢神。
And that means whatever happens,we are to give thanks.
意思说，不管发生什么事情，你都要感恩。
The classic story in the Bible in this regard is the life and story of Joseph.
在圣经里头有一个经典的一个例子，就是约瑟的事情。
And remember the story of Joseph? He was sold to slavery in Egypt.
记不记得约瑟被他的哥哥卖到埃及为奴
？First, they wanted to kill him first because they were jealous of Joseph.
本来他的哥哥因为嫉妒他，想把他杀了。
But they said, "No, we sell him, make some money, and we tell a lie that the animal killed him. Here's a cloak and to his father Jacob."
所以他们说，哎呀，那不要杀他好了，我们可以把他卖了，还可以得一些钱，然后把他的衣服、他的袍子染一点血回家去骗他的父亲，说他是被狼咬了。
So you know the rest of the story. Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt.
但是你们都知道，后来约瑟成了埃及的一个宰相。
And then during the famine, his brother came for Egypt for food and rice.
所以到了大饥荒的时候，他的哥哥们就来向他求取粮食。
And Joseph knew them, but they did not know Joseph at the time.
约瑟马上认出了他们，但是那个时候他们认不出约瑟来。
And later on, through different trips so on, Joseph broke the story that he was Joseph.Their brother.
所以到后来经过了几次的来回的交往以后，约瑟终于向他们暴露出他自己的身份，告诉他们说，我就是你们的弟弟约瑟。
Then after so much things, they were crying. They say, "Uh-oh, he's going to kill us."
所以那个时候他们就说，糟糕了，约瑟可能要报仇了。
But Joseph said this very classic story of how God.Take care, guide everything, control everything.
但是约瑟他就说，他说的话就显示了神怎么样控制一切事情。
He says, "You meant for evil, that means sell him to slavery, but God meant it for good."
他说，你们这些人，你们的意思原是坏的，原是恶的，但是神使他成为善，神为他成，神让这些事情最后 成就了一些一个善事。
And that's how we can understand what the Bible says to give thanks in everything.
所以我们可以了解圣经为什么说凡事谢恩。
We do not know what's going to happen in the future. We do not know the future.
我们不知道未来会发生什么。
And we can know only what happens present as God leads.
我们只知道现在神怎么引导我们。
And that is the way Joseph revealed himself, and then that is how the children of Israel were saved, and that's how Jesus Christ will be born in Bethlehem 1,000 years later.
所以我们看从约瑟的故事可以看出来，神怎么样透过约瑟拯救了以色列人。最后，主耶稣基督也是在那个支派里头生出来，成为我们的救主。
So we should give thanks to God for everything that is painful and that.For those things are pleasant as well.
所以我们不管发生在我们身上的事情是善是恶，我们都要感谢神。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
There was another story told by Corey Chen Boom of Hiding Place.
我们知道，在有一本书叫做《密室》，那里讲到，那个主人翁，叫做白，叫做Corey Chen Boom。
Corrie Ten Boom was a Dutch woman who was Christian who harbored or saved Jews during the World War II in Holland.
我们知道这个白科利，对，这是中文的翻译哈。他是在二次世界大战的时候，他是德国人，但是他收留了一些犹太人，免于他们被德国人屠杀。
It's almost like the story of Anne Frank.
他跟那个Anne Frank 的故事很类似。
Except the family was Christian, they harbored a lot of Jews and then gave them gospel, but then later on they were discovered by the Gestapo and sent to jail.
所以但是他们的这个家庭是基督徒，他们收留了很多的犹太人，但是最后被纳粹发现了，然后他们都被抓了。
So she and her sister and other Christians and Jews were sent into a concentration camp.
所以她跟她的姐姐还有一些亲戚都被送，还有犹太人，他们一起被送到一个集中营。
And what happened was in the concentration camp of for women, in this particular concentration camp, the cell have maybe 40-50 women together.
所以他被送到一个关妇女的一个集中营，那边有在一个房间头有四五十个妇女都被关在一起。
In that particular room, because there's so many women, so many filthy, so on, there were ticks and gnats and also a lot of the things that the mosquitoes in the room.
所以在他们那个房间头有很多的跳蚤啊、虱子啊、蚊子。
Because of unsanitary condition, you can imagine during that time of there's no air conditioning, there's no air, nothing, that the people just live there and the waste are there and it's a very unpleasant, impossible place to live.
因为您可以想到在那个时候也没有空调，而且那么多人挤在一起，有很多的排泄物什么，所以那里的卫生的情况是非常糟糕的。
So even the Nazi guards would not want to go in there.
即使纳粹的那些警卫，他们都不愿意进去。
They say, "Oh, that's a room with full of tits and necks, and also nobody wants to go there. Leave them alone. Let them die off."
所以那些警卫说：“哎呀，那个房间啊，充满了各种跳蚤、虱子哈，说我们不要进去，没有人愿意进去，让他们就死在里面算了。”
So you know what happened during those years when they were there?
你知道在那几年他们待在那里的时间发生了什么吗？
Corrie Ten Boom and her sister led Bible studies and prayer meeting every day for several years.
所以柯莉跟她的姐姐，他们就在那个房间里头带领那些妇女一起查经祷告好几年之久。
They had all the freedom in the world in praising God in prayer and study the God's word.
因为他们有很大的自由，没有人管他们，所以他们可以自由的读经、祷告、赞美神。
She complained once in a while to her sister, "It's so much painful here. Why is God taking us here? Why doesn't He let us away?"
所以她有时候跟她的姐姐抱怨说，在这里真是很痛苦，很困难。神为什么不拯救我们？
During that several years in concentration camp, she led a lot of women, Jews and Gentiles to Christ.
但是在那段时间，那几年，他领了很多的犹太人还外邦人来相信主。
And later on, when she came back, came out because they didn't execute him because they prayed so much, God spared their lives.
所以到后来呢，他们没有处决他，他平安的就离开了集中营。
So after she came to America, wrote a book called Hiding Place.
他到美国以后，他写了一封信，写了一本书叫做《密室》。
And you can see that on the DVD from your YouTube, so on. You can see the very moving story indeed.
你在网上可以找到一些视频，可以看到有关他的故事。
And then in the book, she says, "Now I understand. I want to thank God for those ticks and mosquitoes, all those rats and running around us."
他说他在书里头说，现在我可以感谢神。那个时候在我们的房间头有那么多的跳蚤、虱子、老鼠跑来跑去。
But she took advantage of that time, giving thanks to God in everything, in every circumstances.
但是她就是利用了那个环境，就是没有警卫来的来骚扰他们的那个自由，她可以祷告，她可以感谢神。
Now your life can be same.
你的生活可能也是一样。
Now, by way of conclusion, that we face sometimes pleasant things, sometimes not so pleasant things.
我们都会有的时候碰到一些让我们开心的事情，但是也会碰到一些让我们很不快乐的事。
In the recent trip, we went to Japan, which is a very highly industrialized society. Everything is according to schedule, by the seconds on the train.
所以我们刚去日本，就发现日本是一个非常有规律的一个社会。什么都是用电脑化，连他们的火车、地下铁都是用秒来计算的。
We rode on the Shinkansen, they're the fastest train in the world, or second fastest after China.
我们坐了日本的新干线，以前是全世界第一最快的，不过现在已经被中国赶上了。
And then every 5 minutes, you have Shinkansen going from Osaka to Tokyo.
所以每五分钟就有一般新干线从Osaka 是什么？大阪，从大阪到东京。
Only 2.5 hours.
只有两个半小时。
So I even timed it. I said, "Wow, every 5 minutes exactly to the point."
所以我看我的表，确实是每五分钟就准时的到了。
And exactly 2 hours 33 minutes in Tokyo Station.
而且是确实是2小时35分钟就到了东京站。
So we enjoy that kind of atmosphere and conveniences in Japan.
我们非常享受日本社会提供的这种准时、这种方便。
But when we went to Burma, it was something else, completely different.
但是我们一到了缅甸，就完全就不一样了。
And the roads are bad, there are bumps and a lot of hardships in riding the buses and so on.
所以在缅甸那个路哈非常不平，所以坐那个长途的 bus 不是很舒服的。
But we can enjoy both.
但是在两个国家，我们都非常享受那里的生活。
We give thanks to God in Japan, also thank God in Burma because we can serve God either way, both places.
我们为了日本感谢神，我们也同样为了缅甸感谢神，因为在两个不同的地方，我们都可以同样的服侍神。
So you can thank God in all circumstances.
所以你不管在什么样的环境下，你都可以感谢神。
Sometimes we lose jobs.
所以有的时候我们会失业。
Sometimes we lost a relationship.
有的时候有一些关系会破裂。
Sometimes we lost loved ones.
有的时候我们会失去我们所爱的人。
We are to thank God in all circumstances.
在什么样的情况下，我们都要感恩。
God has a purpose behind that.
因为神在这一切后面都有一个目的。
Just like the life of Joseph, God has a purpose in the life of Joseph, even though he was sold to slavery by his brothers.
就好像约瑟一样，虽然他被他的哥哥卖去为奴，但是在这一切后头，神有他美好的旨意。
At the end of the story, Joseph said, "All these things might see God's glory, that the God's will might be flowing through from this."
所以在最后，约瑟讲说，虽然你们有意害我，但是神成就了一切，就是用了你们的恶，成就了他的善，使神得了荣耀。
Basically, that many may be saved, and eventually the Lord Jesus Christ will come save the world.
所以许多人因为约瑟而得救，最后，因为耶稣的降生，使我们每一个人得救。
We certainly can thank God for everything.
我们确实可以在每一件的事情上感谢神。
And then we are to search the matters and how we can thank God in all occasions.
我们在各种情况下，我们要来思想到底我们怎么样能够感谢神。
And I hope that you will form this thankfulness, happiness habit in your life today.
我也希望今天你能够养成这种习惯，就是凡事谢恩。常常喜乐。
You know, the Japanese people are very polite.
你知道美日本人他们非常礼有礼貌。
You know, when you go to the restaurant, they're "いらっしゃいませ!"
所以他们一进了那个餐馆，他们就会说我不知道什么意思。
Welcome.
就说欢迎。
And after go "さよなら!" "おはようございます!"
等你离开餐馆的时候，他们就会跟你说再见。
Whether you listen or not, they just shout. You know, they just say those things as customary habit.
所以不管你回不回应他们都继续的不断的这样子大声的喊。
And then you know, Psalms talk about shout to the Lord with joy and happiness.
诗篇告诉我们说，我们要大声的唱，大声的赞美神。
That's how we express our joy, our confidence in the Lord, His love.To us.
所以我们就是要用这种方式来表达我们对神的爱，对神的信心。
And that is giving having a good habit of giving thanks.
那是给我们一个好的习惯，就是常常谢恩。
So this Thanksgiving season, may we all give thanks to God first salvation.
但愿我们在感恩节的时候，我们感恩的时候，首先我们要感谢神给我们的救恩。
And second, what He has given to us, life and pleasures.And not so pleasure things.
第二就是要为我们的生命献上感谢，为我们生命中一些喜乐的事情，还有一些伤心的事情感谢神。
And then the rest is the material things, the things we care about.
然后我们要为神给我们的这些物质上的享受感谢神。
So remember, giving thanks is giving God first the thanks where He deserves the most.
记得每一次当你要谢谢别人的时候，你要先记得要感谢神。
You know the English word.Thank or thankfulness come from the word think.
你们知道英文这个感恩的这个字是从思想这个字演变来的。
So when you ever think of God, thank Him.
所以每次当你想到神的时候，你就要感谢他。
And you can begin that habit too.
你也可以养成这个习惯。
For in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为保罗说凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里对你们所定的旨意。
So they internalize that as for you, for me, and me and my home.
所以对
That's for internalize for me, for you.
所以这里就是指对你对我。
Yes, and we can understand the circumstance in which God find ourselves unless we give thank God first.
所以我们也许不能明白发生在我们身上的事情，但是我们首先我们要感恩。
But God will make it clear soon.
然后神以后会让我们明白。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Lord, thank you for this wonderful Sunday we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask that you bless this congregation, bless the pastor, the elders, and teachers, and brothers and sisters who work here, serve here,The young people, Chris, and different bodies here, we ask that you bless the church to multiply gifts and ministries here so that the church will grow and magnify your name, bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this Thanksgiving season that everyone come together. We thank you for your goodness you have given to each one of us in these past years. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.